Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
It's a very good afternoon to Martin Murphy. Martin, say warm welcome to you.
Good afternoon to you, Patrick. How are you keeping?
I'm doing very well indeed, Martin. Hope you're keeping well on this Friday afternoon.
Yeah, looking forward to some nice racing over the weekend. Nevin and Leopardstown, of course, from the too far away, of course, from Chetland, of course, starting Saturday week. So teams are getting pretty exciting now.
Yeah, really are indeed. And I suppose the big news this week, Martin, of course, Penhill out, yeah, and Larishburg both out of the Shetland Festival.
Absolutely, that's bad news indeed, Patrick. I have to say, Larishburg is one horse I really do have an awful lot of time for. I thought he had a great chance in the Arkle on Tuesday. And, of course, Penhill, I know we haven't seen him since last year, but he was a very good winner of the Stayers Hurdle last season. He beat Super Sunday. He would have been, you know, put the pin of his collar to beat the likes of Paisley Park, but at the same time, you'd have to give him a big chance of doing so. And I think it's a big loss. In fact, it's just interesting, Patrick, because I'm very surprised, really, that Ireland are still favoured to win that Presby Park, you know, the betting between the Irish and the English, who's going to have most winners, because I honestly feel that the English have the upper hand and they'll have the big races. Now, maybe the handicaps might be different, of course. They were released last Wednesday, and lots of interesting handicap marks given to certain Irish horses. But certainly, I think, at the face of it, I think England have a good chance of winning the Westbury Cup this year. We had 17 winners last year, 19 winners the year before. I'd be very surprised if we got anywhere near that this time round. We've got a lot of good horses on the sidelines, and it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of days.
And of course, we're only 10 days out, Martin, and the ground at this time of year still call it good, even good to foreign places at Leopardstown this coming Sunday. This time last year, we weren't even talking because the whole lot was after being washed out with snow.
Absolutely, indeed. It's hard to believe. It really is. As I said, it dries winter for a long, long time now. And Cheltenham are due forecast between 30 and 40 mils next week. Let's hope they actually get that, because they can certainly do with it. They're watering already over there. Whereas you say, Leopardstown are putting lots of water on that this Sunday, but it's a small enough field in most of the races. You can see, even like Whitney Mullins has no runner there at all. There is racing there on Monday. And of course, they have big schooling there on Tuesday morning. A lot of the Cheltenham horses will hopefully be schooling there, but we would need plenty of rain over the weekend for that to happen, because obviously nobody wants to take a chance on a horse on fast ground at this time of year, with just Cheltenham around the corner.
Absolutely, indeed. And just to have a look back at the weekend's racing last week quickly then, Martin, some interesting racing all round, including at the trials day at Naas last Sunday.
I thought it was a very good day indeed. Chosen Mate won well. I just held on, I thought, when he won the big Grade 2 hurdle. He looked set for a comfortable win at the last, but horse called Hannon there for John McConnell, who certainly finished very strongly on that occasion, actually is in the Triumph Hurdle at Cheltenham. I thought he ran a fine race against older horses. And I thought on Saturday, Rat Vinden put up a fine performance for Woody Mullins when winning the Bobby Joe Chase. He certainly would have to go on the shortlist now for the English Grand National. He was a winner of the 4-mile chase at Cheltenham last season, and that was his first run of the year in the Bobby Joe, and he won it very, very well, it has to be said. He beat Alpha Dezova quite comfortably, and I would say around 12-1 for the big entry Grand National on the 6th of April. He doesn't get any penalty for winning last week. I think he's got an outstanding chance at this stage.
Yeah, and we'll be looking forward to the Grand National. And of course, at the Cheltenham Festival, of course, our big preview night next Friday night. Martin will be joining us at the All GAA Club from 8 o'clock. Of course, a fantastic panel. James Fenton, Tommy Lyons, Johnny Deneen, Jimmy Mangan, Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland, and of course, three-time champion jockey Davy Russell will be joining us on the night. And that is all to look forward to. Next Friday, March 8th, you can get your tickets on cry104fm.com. We're going looking forward to the weekend's action. As we said at the top, Martin, going is good this weekend in most places, including at Navan, where the Saturday's action is going to be kicking off at 1:45. We're going to drive into the third race of the card. That's the 2.5 mile handicap hurdle, due off at 2:55. We have a field here of 16 declared runners.
Yeah, interesting field. This 16 runners, very open race indeed, Patrick. And last week's winner, Beeper's Rugby for Jeremy McLaughlin, would be one of the leading fancies here. We got a £4 penalty for that success, but won well on that occasion, although it did kind of get the benefit of a fall of the favourite or the second last hurdle on that occasion. Maybe it was a bit of a fortunate winner. This is a tougher race, has to be said. The likes of Heroes Welcome for Tony Martin, I was at Gordon Park a couple of weeks ago, and that one finished fifth behind Smoking Gun of Joseph O'Brien's. That was a good performance, I thought, and would have a good chance here. Well, also Fruits of Glory for Edward Cawley. He ran well the last couple of runs. He's tore to the church gate at Leopardstown over Christmas over this type of trip, and also Let the Airs Walk. It was a good fourth in his last two runs for Brendan Duke and Maiden Hurdles. Fourth to Dallas the Pictons, who is a leading fancy for the Martin Pipe Handicap Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. So that form isn't too bad. So an interesting contest here. I thought maybe Heroes Welcome could be the one to follow.
Okay, the Coral Flying Boat Novice Chase won the big races on the card over 2 miles and a furlong. Just four runners here, Martin, for the Grade 3 contest.
It looks to be probably between Duke of the Tay for Gordon Elliott and Jets for Jessica Harrington. Both horses races 150 for Duke of the Tay and Jets 147. They're well ahead of the two other rivals. I just think over this trip, Duke of the Tay gets slight preference because the winner is Anmore Chase at Ferry House in January and ran a good race before to La Richebourg in a Grade 1 at the Dublin Racing Festival at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago. Jet also ran in Grade 1 company last time out, finished a good fourth behind La Bag of Rock over 2.5 miles at Leopardstown, the Flowgas Novice Chase on the same day as Duke of the Tay ran against La Richebourg. But I just feel over this trip, maybe Duke of the Tay will have the legs of him. I see Jack Kennedy on board, and this one could be another one for Gordon Elliott. And of course, Jack Kennedy, who will be hopefully among the winners at the Cheltenham Festival in over 10 days' time.
The 4 o'clock is the 2.1 handicap chase this time, and we've only got 6 runners here.
Yeah, Vineyard was a good winner for Gordon Elliott Air last time out, before I finished 4th Ishla Baha at Ferry House, and did have a fall in between times at Gordon Park. Even with the top weight here, I think it's going to take plenty of beating. I suppose the likes of Seth Confire and Shrew Operator will be one that would have a chance against them. Second and third behind all the chimneys at Torres last time out. Both horses have interesting profiles here. Like Crazy Work Devassi hasn't ran for quite a while, but if fully fit for this, could get involved. I think Vineyard might just be good enough to win again.
Great to see a veteran's handicap chase back on the programme again, Martin, at 4.35. Great to see the older horses to show off their credentials, and that's over 3 miles.
Yeah, interesting English runner here, actually, Patrick. We don't get too many of those at Navan, but Shelford, trained by Kevin Frost, is coming over with Rachel Blackmore. Interesting booking. Ran in 100 chases this season. Hasn't shown a huge amount. Actually used to be trained by John Ox, a member as a 2 and 3-year-old, a good while ago now, of course, here on the flat. So it's just the fact that he's even making a fit suggests he must have some sort of chance. As I say, Rachel Blackmore getting the mount on that one is quite interesting. But I think the top one here is the one to beat, Mr. Diablo. Finished well when 8th in the test is chased. That was a good effort behind invitation only at Gordon Park. Before that, ran well in the Tritown chase when finishing 3rd. I just think even with top weight here, take plenty of beating. Concordium was a good winner for Robert Tyner at Cork last time out, but does like softer ground than this and is up £7 for that win. But Velocity Boy is another one that ran well when 2nd and 8th on his last run and must get involved on a Dancer Regan. But I think maybe Mr. Diablo could be the one even with the top weight.
Okay, we've left out the 2 maiden hurdles and Bumper Martin.
Yeah, the bumper's very interesting horse called You Can Call Me Al for Edward O'Grady, Patrick. It was at Nace a couple of weeks ago, owned by J.P. McManus, ridden by Barry Geraghty on that occasion. Finished a nice 4 to a horse called Advantage Point in a maiden hurdle. Certainly looked like a horse that you could follow. Now it has Derek O'Connor on board, back in bumpers, and must have a big chance of winning the last race, although Multifactorial did run well when 2nd to stable companion Catsy at Navan a couple of weeks ago, and along with Battle of Midway, both will have good chances. But I think You Can Call Me Al is definitely the one to beat here. The maiden hurdles, maybe the 2nd one, I think, horse called Ocean Voyage for Gordon Elliott, ran well when 2nd and chosen 8 last time and might have a chance here. But in the very opening race, I thought Christopher Robin and a very good race for Joseph Bryan went 3rd to a stable companion Flat to the Max at Gordon Park on Red Mills Day. I thought it was a good effort, and I think Christopher Robin might be good enough to win here. It is not a bad race at all. Plenty of Zobo and Volatile Lady both have good form over hurdles, while Our Legend is the same. So an interesting contest to the opening one, but I think Christopher Robin showed enough last time to suggest he could go very close in this one.
Okay, so that's the action on Saturday. Moving to Sunday then, down to South Dublin as Leopardstown hosts their 2-day card. First day on Sunday, due off at 2:10, and that's where we're going to start, Martin. That's the 2-mile-2 Fox Rock Cup hurdle. And again, just the 4 runners, but not a whole lot to separate the field.
No, I suppose on ratings, if you took literally ratings, I suppose Tombstone would certainly be the one to beat here for Gordon Elliott. He was 3rd in the Ryanair hurdle at Leopardstown over Christmas, Grade 1. That was a great run, obviously, but he hasn't really followed it up. He was a poor last time behind Apple's Jade in the Irish Champion hurdle. But he has enough form with the book to suggest he probably could win this. It's just maybe not one you could trust totally. He hasn't won for quite a while. Oscar Zenith had won well at Navan a couple of weeks ago in handicap, and young Matthew Stenson claimed £7 off, which he certainly needs because he only rated 127. He's the horse maybe in form. Count Simon has run some good races in these type of races in the past and must get involved. By 3 stars is probably better known as a chaser. I think Tombstone probably could win. I wouldn't be taking a sharp price about him, but I think the conditions of the race would be very much in his favour. I think with Jack Kennedy on board, he should win this.
The €26,000 handicap hurdle over 2 miles is due off at 3:10, and we've 11 runners here, Martin.
Yeah, some very interesting horses here. The King of Brega has won his last 2 for Henry de Bromhead, and young Daniel Holden, who gets on very well with him, claims another £7 off his back. Now, he's gone up £12 for those 2 wins, but he still is an improving horse, and certainly he wouldn't rule him out on ground that he really likes. Silver Star for Gordon Elliott was a follower at Navan last time, and when just getting in contention at the 2nd last hurdle, probably wouldn't have won, but might have got placed, and he would have to give it a bit of a chance here. However, I was at Nace last weekend, and Ming Dynasty obviously was a very, very good winner for Gavin Cromwell. Nicely supporting the bet market, won with plenty at hand and up £9 for that. He's the likely favourite again here. Although maybe just Polished Steel for Jessica Harrington might be worth a bit of support. It was well back last week as well when 50 behind 8 and Bob in the 2.5 mile handicap hurdle at Ferry House. Now, he travelled very well on that occasion for a long way. I just don't think he got home over a 2.5 mile trip. Back to the distance where he won over at Turles a couple of weeks ago. I think this one has a really good chance, and he just might be the trade selection to beat Ming Dynasty.
Okay, the Forerunner Beginner's Chase is due off at 3.45 over the extended 2 mile and 5, and I'm really excited here about the Gordon Elliott runner, Carter Mackay.
Yeah, he was a fair horse early in his career, Patrick, I have to say. He did look a good horse when he won a couple of bumpers for William Mullins. He was well fancied for Cheltenham bumper 2 years ago. Since then, it has been a bit of a stop-start, especially over fences. And this is obviously his best opportunity here today. He ran some decent beginner's chases. He's rated 131, which suggests he should probably win here. But I must say, horse called 8 ain't done yet for Noam Reid. Was very unlucky to get brought down at the very last fence last week against Dakota Moret in a novice chase at Ferry House. He was very, very unlucky to get brought down on that occasion. And the way he jumped, I thought, suggested he could go very well. He probably should put up to Carter Mackay, although I'm not quite sure if he can beat him or not.
Okay, so the next rest of the card, that's the big rest of the day, that's the €50,000, 2.5, again, handicapped chase. And we've got a really competitive field of 8 runners here.
We do. Teacher's Pet's a really consistent animal for Philip and Luke Dempsey. Good third last time to Pavel Laguna at Nace in a list race. Now, that was only over 2 miles, which should certainly be on the short side for her. Earlier form on second at Turles over 2.5 miles is a really good effort, and this one should go fairly close. The likely favourite, though, and probably the one to beat, is Monatomic, again for Gordon Elliott. Good second last weekend at Nace behind Poker Party, who was a good winner on that occasion for Rachel Blackmore. Now, she got up £5 for that Monatomic, but still probably will take plenty of beating here. The weights are headed by Jet for Jessica Harrington, who has been running in some decent company of late. This is probably a step down a class for him, and he probably should get involved. But Ask Nile will have the ground very much in his favour. It's an interesting contest. Monatomic is probably the safest solution.
The penultimate race on the card is the Adair Manor Opportunity Handicap Martin, again over the same distance, and we've got 8 going to post.
Yeah, and the Church Gate, I suppose, comes here in very good form for Matthew Smith. He's won his last 2 races over hurdles, set back over fences here. I just think he's the only one really in good form as such. Witness of Fashion was second last time for Pat Rooney, and he is getting on a bit in age now. Witness of Fashion probably will find it difficult against the Church Gate here. But School Lane for Lean Lemon. Lean Lemon takes a long drive down from the north. This one has a bit of a chance on his overall form and should be involved. But I do think that the Church Gate has plenty in its favour here.
We've left out 2 races on Sunday's card, Martin.
Yeah, the maiden hurdle looks somewhat interesting, all right, Patrick. I thought the Red Menace ran a good race for Noam Reid last time out when Tour to Dallas the Pictons at Punchtown, and that might be good enough to win here, although Timber House did show a bit of promise when fifth in his only start to date, fifth behind LA Dance for at Punchtown. The Alley Dance is trained by Willie Mullins, so that wasn't a bad effort at all. Nick Leiter has been second in his last 3 runs for Dennis Hogan and certainly should get involved again, but maybe the Red Menace could win that one. The Bumper, I think it's all maybe, a lot of these are kind of forced them out as such because they're only used 4-year-olds. The ones that ran haven't shown a huge amount. I'd be very interested in the jockey booking for number 1, Duke Cup, trained by Ted Walsh. Wouldn't often see Patrick Mullins riding for him. I think he'd be fairly ready to go close here, and if the betting market speaks in his favour, he'd be the one I would go with. That's Duke Cup in the very last race.
Okay, we'll be looking more into this weekend's action very shortly, but I just want to get your brief reaction to the handicaps which were released during the week, Martin, and is there anything that stands out so far 10 days out of the big festival?
Well, it's a good question indeed, Patrick, and plenty of interest in some of the Irish horses. Right? It's always difficult, you know, to weigh up ratings. A lot of them are running 5 and 6 pounds higher over in England than they would here, but that's kind of the general trend of things in recent times. I thought Dallas the Pictons had a very good chance in the Martin Pipe Handicap Hurdle. It's a race that Gordon Elliott has won the last twice. Now, I can see why he'd be fairly strongly fancied for this one. He's allowed run off 140, where he's actually run off 137 here. He was a good winner last time out over 3 miles at Leopardstown, but back to 2.5, I think it's the last race in the meeting, and I think that one would have a very, very good chance indeed. There was a bit of a move for a horse called Tower Bridge for Joseph Ryan on the first day, a horse in the Close Brothers Handicap Chase. Now, I've seen him run the last time, finished the second to Duke the Ginebra. Now, I thought that was quite a good effort. He was a grade one winner as a novice hurdler, but didn't really show much over fences early on in his career. His last run was certainly his best one. He was second to Duke the Ginebra over 2.5 at the Gordon Park Red Mills meet. That was quite a good effort. I think maybe he has a chance, but it's always tricky in those handicaps. There's never much between them all. Big fields in it. It's sometimes the lack of experience. I wouldn't take him too short a price about him. I think he's a horse that could improve, and there's no surprise to see plenty of money on him. The main fancy for the Coral Cup Uradel, I think, is one I've marked out myself for quite a while. The problem with Uradel is that he looks too well handicapped. He's number 80 on the list, and he needs a lot of horses to drop out before he can get a run. He possibly will end up in the Martin Pipe handicap hurdle as well, to give Ireland a strong hand in that. Other than that, I suppose, the Mayor's hurdle, the Mayor's novice hurdle entries were revealed. Also, the cross-country Tiger Roll is obviously a sharp price favourite in that, after his great win in Navan last time. The Fox Hunters, we have a couple of fancy ones here, Lucello Conti, and one of Stand Up and Fight, one of Enda Bulgers, which I thought was a good winner down Royal on Stephen's Day. He's been laid out for this race and must have a bit of a fancy, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of market movers over the next couple of days. It's normally the week before Christmas where things get really hot up. I think what happens is the bookmakers offer no non-runner, no bet for a lot of handicaps, which is very interesting because so many horses have so many different engagements. A lot of horses, like, might run in one race and then, of course, they get balloted out and they have to go for another one. So it can be a bit tricky, but certainly lots to look forward to over the next couple of days, and a bit more study will have to be done and see what the story is with the handicaps. So we have done well in recent years in them, and we've so many runners in them. Garden Elliott in particular has an awful lot of horses. He's got another horse called Sir de Berlade, who's well fancied for the pair temps, the final. That's a race we've done very well in the last couple of years, and I think this one, Sir de Berlade, will certainly start favouring that one owned by JP McManus.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that, and we hope you'll be studying hard for next Friday night as well, Martin.
Absolutely.
As we see you down at the All J Club, and it'll be definitely a night to look forward to, all in aid, of course, of Bumblins and Community Radio All.
Yeah, very much looking forward to it. You seem to have a great panel there. I know David Russell quite well, and he certainly is the man. There's no question about that. He's had a tremendous record at the Cheltenham Festival, as you know so well yourself. And he's a great man to listen to. He really is a very, very intelligent fella. Even, you know, riding in races, and he's great at the way that he can sum up horses so well, what horses like, what they don't like, the pace of a race, the way he rides his horses as well. He's very, very intelligent. He's able to keep an eye on all the other jockeys in the race. He's so many years of experience, and he's such a good record at Cheltenham Festival. Really is a fantastic rider, and to have him on your panel is a real coup, to be honest, because a lot of people love to get Davey on board. He's always a very entertaining chap as well, very, very good humoured, and it'll be a lot of fun, I'd say. Of course, he's riding Percent and Percy. That's the one everybody is so interested in. I was just reading the paper during the week, Patrick. He was actually at a festival there, or a preview night during the week, and everybody was asking about Percent and Percy. Of course, he's the one for the Gold Cup. He's never actually even set foot in Pat Kelly's yard where the horse is trained, which is a bit of a surprise, I suppose. But he just trusts the trainer so much that when he hops up on the horse, he knows he's 100% ready for the day, and hopefully that'll be the case next Friday week in the Gold Cup.
Well, we'll be asking him all the big questions next Friday night down at the All J Club. And then, Martin, I know you'll be having your questions ready as well. But before we look forward to that, this week's action, we've gone through it, but what are your best bets of the week this week, Martin?
Well, Navan Saturday, I would normally give you one the bumper, but I do really fancy that. You can call me Al. I really think that has a very good chance. Well, in the second last race, the 4:35, I'd look no further than Mr. Diablo. Leopardstown on Sunday, I certainly do fancy Polished Steel, the 3:10. I think that's a very, very good each way chance. Well, I'd be happy enough to go along with Monatomic in the 4:15 for Gordon Elliott and Jack Henley.
Martin Murphy, it's been a pleasure as always. And again, we will catch up with you again next Friday. And of course, the next Friday night at our Cheltenham Festival preview night. Martin, for the moment, thanks very much for joining us on our HRI preview.
Thanks very much indeed, Patrick. Take care of yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.